Benedetto. We zijn aan het wandelen door Salisbury. En dan kun je altijd even wennen hoe je het uitspreekt hier. En Margaret, je hebt ons een plattegrond laten zien met een soort schaakbord. En ze gaat ons een paar huizen laten zien. Nogmaals, je kunt iedere morgen een wandeling doen als je je even meldt bij het Huis van Toerisme. En op vrijdag vanaf mei is er altijd een ghost walk. Nu staan we met Margaret in de buurt van het Huis van Toerisme. You have some nice houses to see here.
We do. We have some interesting houses where some of the rich citizens of Salisbury lived in the past. And the houses we're going to look at now are wool merchants' houses. And most of them are about 600 years old. We have here a house of a man called John Port. And John Port was a wool merchant with a house built here in 1425. The wool merchants became very rich in Salisbury because the wealth for the new city came from sheep. And north of here we have Stonehenge, about 10 miles away, and all around Stonehenge we have grassland where the sheep were living and producing really good quality wool. And this wool was being exported to Europe. And the 1400s and 1500s were good times for Salisbury because they were using Salisbury's wool for making clothes. Yeah. And so we had a good trade here with the wool being exported, and in return Salisbury imported wine from Europe, and also lots of dyes for making clothes here in Salisbury. So these are a couple of our very old wool merchants' houses, John Port's house and William Russell's house. But in a moment we'll go across the road and we'll go and see the cinema, which is even finer.
Okay, gaan we naartoe.
And that's John Hall's house.
Nou, we hebben in ieder geval twee mooie huizen gezien. Margaret, people have come to Salisbury, they have to do a walk with a guide. You have a website?
Yes, it's Salisbury City, www.salisburycityguides.co.uk.
Ja, natuurlijk kun je op de site van www.visitwilshire.co.uk kijken of op de site van Visit Britain. In ieder geval, wij lopen dus al verder. Met Margaret. Er zijn heel veel gidsen hier die in het Engels je rondleiden door de stad. En we gaan nu richting bioscoop.
We're going to go in the cinema, you see, which is just Odeon. Here. Yeah. The Odeon is a very fine old house built in 1470. And you've never been in a cinema anything like this. Okay. I think it's probably unique in Britain that we have a rich wool merchant's house as the entrance hall of what is now a modern cinema.
Ja, een middeleeuws huis in principe. Dat is helemaal ingericht als bioscoop en nog steeds in gebruik. There are a lot of signs around the house. Is it original?
Some of this front you look at has been restored at the time of Queen Victoria. But when we go inside, you will be going back in time to the 1470s.
We're going to do that?
Yes. Oh, as it's the right time of day when the cinema is open, we can go in and see.
Nou, we gaan zo meteen de bioscoop in.
I always do this in the morning, you see.
Yeah. Ja, normaal doet ze dat in de morgen natuurlijk als we gaan wandelen. Dus we gaan nu even kijken of we een blik kunnen werpen. Het is werkelijk terug in de tijd. Zelfs de bioscoop. Je komt in een oud middeleeuws huis. In feite is het de entree naar de bioscoop. Wauw.
Isn't this amazing? So we really do have this really old merchant's house now converted into the entrance hall of our cinema. So we have here a building from 1470 with a very fine wooden carved roof and some beautiful stained glass windows. And you can see John Hall was rich because he could afford to have a fireplace of that date made of stone. Up in the window, we can see his image. A man wearing a blue jacket, and he's wearing the fashionable tights of the time, red and yellow, with pointed shoes. He looks a bit like, in England, we call him a jester, but he is wearing the clothes of the 1470s. Yeah. John Hall was very rich and very powerful, exporting the wool, having his shop to sell the products from Europe at the front of the building. And he was the mayor of the city here four times in total. On the last occasion that he was mayor, there was a huge argument with the Bishop of Salisbury. They ended up at the Royal Court in London, and John Hall was accused of being behaving very badly in front of the King, locked in our royal prison in London, the Tower, for a short time. But he was not a gentleman who lost his head in the Tower of London, as some people did at that time. Yeah. He apologised for his bad behaviour to the King, and he also gave the King a donation of money, which the King was very pleased to receive, because at that time they were fighting the Wars of the Roses. And in our window here, we have the two roses, the red rose and the white rose of the two houses, the House of Lancaster and the House of York, that were fighting at that period of time for the throne of England.
Ik ben bijna sprakeloos van alles wat Margaret vertelt en wat ik hier zie. Het is een pracht en praal hier in Salisbury. Je moet het gewoon even doen met een wandeling. Mensen die meer willen weten, ik heb het in de website al genoemd. In de volgende uitzending lopen we weer verder met Margaret.